Listen to this one. I think I have time for one more. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Got it? Now, therefore, you're no more who? Strangers and what? Foreigners. But who? Fellow citizen with who? And of who? And of the household of God. You see, now, in the household of God, do you think there's sickness? And you think there's poverty? And you think there's fussing and fighting and all? You think all that's going on in the household of God? I want y'all to see tonight, it's time for us to put some stuff out the door and leave it out there. Satan has been lying to us and errors our lives. This year, I'm encouraging you, commissioning you, me, we're going to walk in love. We're going for hurting people. We're not going to look for their faults. We're going to give them the grace of God. We're going to give them what God, the love of God, and let the love of God change their life. Oh, you know you have to clean up stuff and mess and straighten out stuff, but we have focused too much on talking about people's fault. And once you get a revelation of the love of God, you clean yourself up. Yeah, you will. You won't be going around talking about your neighbor and bad mouthing, sniggling, and looking down your nose at somebody you think that's a little lower beneath you. You won't do it. You won't treat them like that. Come on. Hallelujah. But the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. God is in us. Say this with me real strong. God is in me. Right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say this with me. He made his home on the inside of me. Hallelujah. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I am his dwelling place. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me read this, and I know I got to go. Woo, thank you, Lord. Let me start at verse 19 again. If y'all can put it up, go ahead. If you can't, that's all right. Yeah. If y'all follow, y'all need to see it. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but who? Fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God. And are built up on who? The foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being who? The chief cornerstone. Everything true and set in place by Jesus. He's the chief cornerstone. In whom all the building fitly frame together groweth unto what? A holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are built together for what? To be sick, to be poor, so the devil can just have his way and just run over you and do whatever he want to do. No, you're built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. God built, put you together so he can have his habitation, his dwelling, his going in, going forth, using you, speaking through you, using you, spreading the gospel through you. Hallelujah. You are put together, built together for God, not sin, not poverty, not sickness, not confusion. Come on. You're built together for God's habitation. Your mouth ought to talk of the goodness of God. You ought to talk it to yourself and tell it to your neighbor. Huh? Hallelujah. Because I know I'm loved. I don't think I'm loved. I don't hope I'm loved. I know because God told me. And I ain't taking it from nobody else. You come up with anything else different than what God said in this word, I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Hello? I don't hear you. Feeling come up trying to tell me something different. I don't hear you. You might well shut up because I'm love. And love has given me everything. Everything. Everything spiritual, everything mentally, everything physically, everything financially, everything I need, love has given it to me. I'm an heir. I'm joined to Jesus. I'm the body. We are the body of Christ, and we are God's dwelling place. You want to see what God looked like? Come look at us. Because he's dwelling among us, doing his thing, showing his love. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord again? Glory to God. Usher, y'all, but come on. Come on. I'm just stopping, that's all. That's the real truth. That's the real truth. I'm just stopping. Amen. I believe it's a good stopping place right here. Hallelujah.